we're going to do in the volume 4 of the Holy Letters in English Kodesh Chelik Dala. This is letter number 866, Tav Tav Samach Vav. And begins with Baruch Hashem Yud Zayin Tevis. This is the 17th day of Tevis. Guess what today is?
17th.
Today is the same day. Today's date. Look at that. Today is the 17th day of Tevis. But this is in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, which makes it 50. This is 1951. So which makes it 64 years ago. 64 years ago today, the letter was dated, okay? So the Rebbe says, over here, this is addressed to the president and to the gabbais, the gaboyim, the attendants, and those who daven in the shul. And guess where the letter is to? Nusachari Anshe Lubavitch. I'm going to let you guess. Where is the letter to? To the people of Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Hey, I left there. Oh,
can you believe it? 17th day of Tevis, a letter addressed to the president and the Gaboyim and those who daven in the Beis HaKnesses, Nusach Ari, Anshe Lubavitch, Dorchester, Massachusetts. Hashem Aleim Yichyu, Shalom Uvracha. And this is actually a letter that the Rebbe writes in Yiddish. Okay, so now get ready. Let's see what the Rebbe writes here. Shalom Uvracha. Peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, through our mutual friend, the great Chassid, the God-fearing Jew, Yehuda Leib, Sheyichya Levi Horowitz.
Oh, Rabbi Horowitz.
No, this is Yehuda Leib, another Horowitz. This is another Horowitz, not that Horowitz. Okay, so he says, I have received the help that your shul sent, the financial, they sent the Rebbe a financial help, which was sent for the Rebbe to distribute according to his understanding. That they send it to the Rebbe, so you do with it as you see fit. And I have distributed based upon the receipts that you will become, that you will receive from our office, so you will see exactly where your money was divided. And the Rebbe says, it is almost extra to underline the great importance, the great merit, privilege, that each one receives by taking part in the work of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and Harina Kaparas Mishkovei, Zechus Yagalina Kaparas Mishkovei, on the various aspects of education and saving lives that he had conducted. Certainly, you also understand the great responsibility which is upon each one of us to continue to hold on and to broaden all the work of my father-in-law, through this, you create also those vessels to receive the blessings that he will certainly give the flow to those who are connected and those who help out, so that they shall be blessed together with their families in all physical matters and all spiritual matters and all things of good matters, with blessings of all good and the Rebbe's signature. So this is basically, I guess, a support that the Rebbe received from the shul, and the Rebbe is thanking them for their support, but he's also emphasizing that when you support the educational institute from his father-in-law, that is the proper vessel and vehicle for people to receive also the blessings for Hashem.